天雷滚滚
Thunder and lightning
我今天真的是见识了什么
What did I see today?
是表演艺术家
Are you an artist?
今天我群里发生了一件特别滑稽
Today, something very funny happened in my group
但是又特别典型的事情
But it's a very typical thing
有一个外卖小哥
There was a delivery guy
他也做自媒体啊
He also does self-media.
虽然没什么点击流量
although there is no click-through traffic.
但是口号喊得震天响
but the slogans are shouted with great enthusiasm.
平时呢信奉辩证法
In the past, I adhered to the principle of dialectics.
广西发生水灾以后
after the floods in Guangxi,
他就质问我
He questioned me.
我贷款都捐了20块钱。
You donated $20 to the loan.
你捐了多少
?How much did you donate?
我说啊你愿意捐20块钱。
I said, are you willing to donate 20 yuan?
说明你有爱心。
Explain that you have a kind heart.
但是捐不捐呢
?But whether to donate or not.
这个是个人自由。
This is personal freedom.
一个人捐了值得肯定
One person donating is commendable
一个人没有捐
A person did not donate
也不能因此就证明他冷血没有良心
This doesn't necessarily prove that he is cold-blooded and has no conscience
更不能随便给人扣帽子
We should not arbitrarily accuse others
因为在他的理解里面
In his understanding
不是尊重个人的尊严和选择。
It is not about respecting personal dignity and choice.
而是我认为你应该做什么。
Instead, I think you should do this.
你就必须做什么。
You must do it.
你不按照我的方式行动。
You don't act according to my way.
你就是虚伪。
You are a hypocrite.
你就是坏人。
You are a bad person.
这恰恰是用道德的名义去剥夺别人的自由。
This is precisely the use of morality to deprive others of their freedom.
本来呢，事情进行到这里。
The situation was going on like this.
我觉得已经够荒唐了。
I think it's already ridiculous.
结果后面发生的事情更加滑稽。
What happened next was even more ridiculous.
他又在群里公开叫嚣。
He was also publicly shouting in the group.
你们这个群里要是能捐2000块钱。
If you can donate 2,000 yuan to this group.
我就捐1000块钱。
I will donate 1,000 yuan.
这句话是他自己说的。
This is what he said himself.
没有人逼他。
No one forced him.
因为他说
Because he said that
我一个外卖小哥
I'm a delivery guy.
我都捐了
I have donated.
你们这些看起来说是自己认知高的
You guys who claim to be highly self-aware.
有钱人怎么不捐呢
Why don't the rich people donate?
于是我当场捐了2000块钱截图发到群里
Then,I donated 2,000 yuan on the spot and sent a screenshot to the group.
他不但没有兑现自己的承诺
He not only failed to fulfill his promise.
反而马上开始耍赖
Immediately started to be tricky.
他说啊以你的资产你应该捐100万才对呀
He said that with your assets you should donate 1,000,000.
我当时都听笑了
I was laughing when I heard it.
刚才还是群里捐2000
Just donated 2,000 to the group.
我就捐1000
I donate 1,000.
信誓旦旦
Swear solemnly.
现在别人真的捐了
Now someone has actually donated.
他马上把规则改成以我对你的财产判断
He immediately changed the rules to judge based on my property.
你应该捐100万呢。
You should donate 1,000,000.
那我就想问了。
I would like to ask.
我应该捐多少?
How much should I donate?
什么时候轮到你来决定了？
When it's your turn to decide.
你怎么不让我捐一个亿呢？
Why don't you let me donate a billion?
你的意思是？
Your meaning is.
但凡以后所有的天灾人祸。
However, all future natural disasters and man-made disasters.
只要我没有捐一百万。
Only I haven't donated a million.
这是道德有亏。
This is a moral deficit.
你怎么不说？
How are you?
我如果没有把全部的资产都捐掉。
If I don't donate all my assets.
就不配谈爱心了。
There's no point in talking about kindness.
这个事情最荒唐的地方就在这里。
The most ridiculous thing about this is here.
他一开始提出了一个条件。
He initially proposed a condition.
等别人满足这个条件以后。
Wait for this condition to be met.
他不履行自己的承诺。
He doesn't keep his promises.
而是立刻修改标准。
Instead, immediately modify the standard.
这在逻辑上叫移动球门。
This is called a moving goalpost in logic.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
就是我们本来约定球踢进这个门。
We had agreed that the ball would go through this goal.
就算进球。
Even if you score a goal.
等你真的把球踢进去了。
Once you really kick the ball in,
他马上把球门搬到另外一个地方。
He immediately moved the goal to another place.
然后告诉你，不算。
Then tell him not to count.
你还没进。
You haven't entered yet.
你再踢进去啊。
Kick it in again.
他还可以继续搬。
He can still pull it off.
所以你永远不可能赢。
Therefore, you will never win.
因为他的目的本来就不是讨论捐款。
Because his purpose was not originally to discuss donations.
也不是关心灾民。
Not concerned about the victims.
他的目的是让自己永远站在道德高地上。
His goal is to always stand on the moral high ground.
让别人永远处在被审判的位置。
Put others in a position where they are always judged.
一开始他贷款捐了20块钱。
He initially donated $20.
于是他觉得自己获得了一张道德许可证。
So he felt he had obtained a moral license.
可以审判。
Can be judged.
别人。我都捐了。
Everyone else has donated.
你为什么不捐？
Why don't you donate?
等我真的捐了2000块钱以后。
Wait until I really donate 2,000 yuan.
他发现啊，原来的话已经站不住了。
He realized that the original words were no longer valid.
于是又马上换成，你有钱。
Then immediately switched to having money.
你应该捐100万。
You should donate 1 million.
大家发现没有，在他的逻辑里面。
Have you noticed that...In his logic,
我永远不可能是对的。
I will never be right.
我不捐。
I don't donate.
他说我没有爱心。
He said I have no love.
我捐2000。
I donate 2,000.
他说太少。
He said too little.
我捐100万。
I donate 1 million.
他可能还会说你这么有钱。
He might also say that you're so rich.
怎么就不捐1000万?
Why don't you donate 1 million?
不捐1亿。
Don't donate 1 billion.
就算我捐了1亿啊。
Even if I donate 100 million.
他也可以说，真正有爱心的人不会拿出来说的。慈善这个东西怎么能够拿出来显摆呢?
He could also say that truly compassionate people wouldn't flaunt their charity. How can they show off such a thing?
所以这不是在讨论慈善。
So, this isn't about charity.
这是道德碰瓷儿。
This is a moral scam.
什么叫道德碰瓷儿呢?
What does moral kidnapping mean?
就是他自己只需要付出极低的成本。
He only needs to pay a very low cost.
甚至只需要喊几句口号
even if it only contains a few slogans,
就可以要求别人承担无限责任。
You can demand that others bear unlimited responsibility.
他捐二十块钱是伟大。
He donated $20, which is great.
你捐两千块钱不够。
2,000 is not enough.
他答应捐一千块钱可以反悔。
He promised to donate 1,000 yuan, but then changed his mind.
但是你应该捐多少?
But how much should you donate?
却由他来决定。
It is up to him to decide.
这套逻辑翻译过来就是我的钱。
This set of logic translates to my money.
我自己做主。
I decide for myself.
你的钱也由我来做主。
I'll take care of your money.
我的承诺可以不算数。
My promise can't be counted.
你的责任可以无限增加。
Your responsibilities can be increased indefinitely.
这不是蠢而已了。
This is not stupid.
我觉得这是坏。
I think this is bad.
为什么?
Why?
说愚蠢是一种道德缺陷。
Is saying stupid a moral flaw?
我今天有了活生生的案例。
I have a real life case today.
佐证。
Evidence.
真正的慈善必须有两个前提。
True charity must have two prerequisites.
第一
First,
自愿。第二，量力而行。
If you are willing to do the second, then be able to act on your own.
有人捐一万，有人捐一百，有人捐二十。
Some donate 1,000, some donate 100, and some donate 20.
只要是真心自愿。
As long as it is truly voluntary,
都可以尊重。
All are respected.
一个人暂时没有能力。
Someone is temporarily unable to donate.
捐也不应该因此受到羞辱。
They should not be humiliated for this.
没有任何一个普通人有权替另一个普通人规定你有多少钱。
No one has the right to dictate how much money another ordinary person should have.
所以你必须捐多少。
So you have to donate how much.
你只看到一次公开的捐款。
You only saw one public donation.
就像给别人评定道德等级。
I just wanted to judge others' moral level.
这本身就是一种坏。
This is a bad thing in itself.
还有一点特别重要。
There's one more thing that is particularly important.
道德是要求自己的。
Morality is about setting standards for yourself.
不是用来要求别人的。
Not for asking others.
他不明白这个基本的道理。
He doesn't understand this basic principle.
你觉得自己应该贷款捐二十。
Do you think you should donate 20?
那是你的选择。
That's your choice.
但你不能因为自己做出了这个选择。
But you can't just say that because you made this choice.
就要求所有人和你一样。
I ask everyone to be like you.
更不能说因为我牺牲了。
I can't say that because I sacrificed.
所以你必须牺牲。慈善。
Therefore, you must sacrifice charity.
也不是一场道德竞赛。
It's not a moral competition.
真正关心灾区的人。
Those who truly care about the disaster area.
关心的是灾民最后得到了多少帮助。
The focus is on how much help the victims received in the end.
而不是盯着群里的每一个人检查。
Instead of checking each person in the group individually.
谁捐了?
Who donated?
谁没捐？谁捐得多
？Whoever doesn't donate, the more they will donate.
谁捐的少
？Who donates less?
如果一个人捐完钱以后
，If someone donates money after,
第一件事情不是继续关心灾情。
The first thing is not to continue to worry about the disaster,
而是四处寻找别人进行审判。
Instead, they are looking for someone to judge them.
那么他真正需要的可能不是帮助别人，
So what he really needs may not be helping others.
而是通过捐款获得一种审判的权利。
Instead, they gain a sense of judgment through donations.
你们觉得呢？
What do you think?